so beautiful, I just can't get it off my mind. The word is getting out, all my kids all screaming, shouting. The news is on the loose, I'll tell you what it's all about. It's out of the mouths of babes. Don't no one know the facts, they're falling through the cracks. Don't no one know the truth, the truth will turn you loose. I've searched both high and low, looked deep within my soul. But when I heard the truth, I had to have a hand to hold. It's out of the mouths of babes. Out of the mouths of babes.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
I keep going to the river to pray because I need.
Oh, please! You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. This is episode number 98. Today is January 16th, 2018. We got Mass Apparel in the building. They are a shop out in Alston, Massachusetts, that has quickly become the cornerstone of a lot of things happening on the scene here. Creative spaces are crucial, as you may or may not know, to artist and scene development. So we're going to be sitting down with them to talk about their story, their future, and some juicy details along the way. We're going to play some clean records to get things going. I say clean because if you're an MC or an artist, producer, manager, etc., tuned in, you should send us some clean records as well. Submissions at lfodradio.com. Keep it clean. We have no guest next week, so we will be playing those records. If you're tuned in, get at us. We're on Twitter at LiveFreeODRadio, Instagram and Facebook at LFODRadio, and we're actually about to be live on the LFODRadio Facebook page in a second. And we're going to kick things off with, I don't know. Yes, so we've had this Freddy vs. Jason tape for a minute now. No, they changed the name. We've had this Jadakiss Fab tape for a while now, Friday the 13th. And I've been meaning to play something off that. This one's called Soul Food. We'll be back after this. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
I light a then ask myself, what would Pablo do? Coming through with the paper plates like the barbecue. Got the haters shaking heads like the Bibles do. Yeah, but it's all for my family. The goal wasn't live middle class and buy Camrys. I want us all to eat, even if from my pantry. I guess I'm just more soul food than eye candy. I feel like these young need more eye jammies. More passport stamps, less trips to Miami. Yeah, bro, we all need a little culture. A little time away from birth and vultures. I tell you what you need to hear, not trying to insult you. I'm too old to kid you, I gotta adult you. Listen, this getting out of hand like fumbles in football. I humbly put y'all in y'all place. That's my OCD. I give a little bit, but it's mostly I be in that Rolls Royce knocking go CD. That's a supreme clientele. All I know is buy and sell. We had to hustle to eat. It wasn't no Thanksgiving. Pour out a little liquor for homies that ain't living. It's big dinner, baby. Everybody up in here. Find what you bring to the table. Then pull up a chair. Yeah. You see? Without hope, it ain't nothing. I like this. You should love it. Q, 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 Q. Let's finish the game, Billy. Do something and stop stalling, that's silly. The ball over there just drawling, that's Philly. Invisible set, F-class, that's chilly. Life is short, death's fast, that's illy. When your whole crew got cash, that's willy. To everybody living it up, you gotta feel me. And nah, I ain't giving it up, you gotta kill me. Whoever you look up to, ask them, I'm a real G. Far as this rap go, I got a real T. Before being signed to a major, I had a real key. Now I ain't trying to play you, I'm trying to give you the real me. Almost 20 years in the game, and I'm still me. It's fear hearing my name, I got skills, be the boy, the girl, the I got B. Many other owners you know, that's in the field B. No license or registration, that's what it still be. Honors in your pocket, your heart, that's what it will be. From the hood, cop out, even if not guilty. Rich ain't good enough, I'm not filthy. I'm hardcore, rough and rugged, I'm not silky. Guns under mattress, money is what it will be. This is the last supper here. Last time we break bread, so pull up a chair. Yeah.
Yo. Here to save the day and steal the game. It ain't a crime if you don't get caught. I know names are moving the same. We're staying out the way, we get away with a lot. My quiet thoughts at night can turn rowdy. Light bulbs and bright ideas can turn cloudy. Big dreams even if they doubt them. I never wasn't sure if I wasn't sure about them. This is not your thing, this is ours. Gangsters got this thing about flowers. Rappers got this thing about power. Bitter and sour. Gossip at the top of every hour. Walking in the rain off the Jim Beam. Dreams broken on the boulevard, Jim Dean. I get a grip for bars like a Jim Beam. Eyes redder than the rosters on the swim team. Thinking about BET. I'm talking about debt, D to add to EBT. 91 dub C, don't work, you don't eat. Cross streets where reality and hard times meet. Back in my youth, I was a wildcat. Put my ties in reverse and get some miles back. It's been a minute since a while back. Round of applause, blow the horns like miles back. It's God's work, that is not in my hands. But I'm holding on tight for a few of my fans.
For you.
It's dedicated if the line is short. And if the line goes long, that was your support. There was a few times I wanted your respect. But you tried to play me like some kind of a threat. The times I've been elusive ain't a lack of love. Just an alley cat, got a lack of trust. I went from slow flow to never the same flow. Cause doing part two's not the reason I came, folk. Until then, I had the end of the rainbow. Still the pot of gold about as real as a game show. Here to save the day and steal the game. It ain't a crime if you don't get caught. I know names are moving the same. We're staying out the way, we get away with a lot. Just below 40 with the wind chill. All my shorties getting spin like the windmills. Weatherman, I've been ill, the sky curse. Fire verses, I write for what the prize worth. Potluck, won then I got stuck. Fell then I got up. Never went back down, never play the background. Anxious more than patient, I attack now. Don't get my way is when I act out. Never waiting on the industry. Waiting on the tables till the tables turning into me. Go back, hands on the clock, they call it throwback. But only no dope and judge not if I know that. Need is need, that ain't weak shit. But greed is greed, that's some weak shit. I make a promise, I'ma keep it.
One, two.
Never take my kindness for a weakness. Get away with a lot.
Problem then, holding a vibe, no we more than friending. Look in your eyes and I see you well
deny. You never been fooled, can't tame your pride. My love, you can feel me by your side. Never complete if you not right. Baby, need your love, no hype. Lady, wine, go low, go hold tight up. Baby, need your love, no hype. Lady, wine, go low, go hold tight. Baby, need your love, no hype. Lady, wine, go low, go hold tight. Baby, need your love, no hype. Lady, wine, go low, go hold tight.
Turn up the bass. She told me she needs some space. I told her I paper chase. Watching this Pac movie, CJ the Picket. I'm thinking like, why she remind me of you? You got me stuck, I know it's deeper. I can't even keep up, I'm reaching for you. These my emotions, most men don't speak on these things. Most men are weak at these things. You gave me wings, I'm hoping that you get yours. I'll hold you down, know you got my support. This hold you got on my heart. This hold you got on mic, this hold you got on mic. This song made them dance in the yo. Never knew the answer before, yeah. Made a dance in the yo. Never knew the answer before, like what?
Wine, bend over. Baby, come right, I'll be your lover. No, we gon' ride tonight. No, we gon' slowly take our time. Baby, say wine, bend over. Baby, come right, I'll be your lover. No, we gon' ride tonight. No, we gon' slowly take our time.
Yeah, they say the pressure rebuild to me. I can tell you how it feel to me. I can tell you that it's real to me. I know that black boy life is in me. I know God got a plan and it's still within me. Sister text told me I don't ever text back. And you don't pray enough, how could I respect that? Drop it low, let me see if I'ma get back. Cause I'm the one, girl, you know I can get that, yeah.
Wine, bend over. Baby, come right, I'll be your lover. No, we gon' ride tonight. No, we gon' slowly take our time. Baby, say wine, bend over. Baby, come right, I'll be your lover.
And we are back on Live Free or Die Radio right now. We're getting that Facebook feed worked out. It should be good to go. We got Mass Apparel in the building. What is happening, yeah, boys?
Good.
What's good?
Everything blessed, man.
Good.
How you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm great.
This
I'm
Facebook
great.
Thing is killing me right now.
Not anymore. It's not. It's back. No, it's, we just learned saying, something.
It keeps saying post. I'm trying to share this thing.
It's, oh, no.
It failed.
Well, that's not good.
No, let me try again.
You guys want to go around and introduce yourselves real quick just so the people know your voice?
Yeah, man. So what's going on? My name is Brooke Gidey, a.k.a. Mr. Irie, a.k.a. Gidey. Holding it down for Mass Apparel, event manager, audio engineer. Everything that needs to get done, we get it done.
Yeah, this is Nick. A.K.A. Nick. No, I'm just playing. Yeah, just owner, CEO of Mass Apparel, kind of doing what needs to be done, like Brooke, he says, you know?
Yeah, man. Some more Shabazz, also known as just Shabazz, you know, co-owner, you know, studio manager, and, you know what I mean? We just hold it down, spread the love and the peace, good vibes. That's it.
All right, I need to come up with a nickname. We got Tayshawn here, too, as well. Tayshawn Taylor.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? It's Tay-Tay.
Word.
Uncle Sam, dog.
What's good? Name. Yeah, chilling, yeah. Dog. I guess, but I need more AKAs. Like, we got to do it. If you never heard, you know, Cyrus Brooks?
Yeah, that's the homie. Yeah,
he was on here for the first, the winners of Hoop Hop came through for a cypher.
Yeah.
He must have had 50, I swear to God, he pulled out like a Word doc on his phone and was going through the AKAs. It was hilarious. Yeah. I'll never forget.
Shout out Cyrus Brooks. He was on the Dojo cypher too.
That's what's up.
Yeah, shout him
up. He always just pops up in random places. I see him. Like. Yeah. So what's good with y'all, man? We got a lot to talk about today, but we might as well get it started off. And if you could describe Mass Apparel in two sentences, how would you do that?
That's a tough one. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, try
it. Let me see if I can tackle this one.
We're not counting, so.
What I always like to break it down to is we're just, you know, we're for the people. So it's like, you know, if you have any idea, you want to do any kind of creative activity, you know, like this is kind of like your playground. That's kind of what we started this out for, was to, you know, create a space. And I think within the last like 2 years, I'd say like it's starting to really become that spot. Because again, there's like just not a ton of of spaces in the city, you know, to do like small shows and stuff like that. So I think it was just for the people, you know, just spreading good vibes. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
If anybody else has anything else to expand on that?
Yeah, man, pretty much building community, I'd say, and a creative haven, definitely. And also just taking power into your own hands as an artist to ourselves, you know. You don't have to work for anybody. Well, you got to do what you got to do, but you can also create your own avenue, your own path, you know. We're just a couple of guys that got together, put our skills together, made it happen, you know, so anybody else can do it too. There's nothing special about it.
Oh, and me?
I mean, if they got it, they got it. It's up to you, though.
Yeah, that's pretty much everything they said. Just put your skills together and just go for it.
Yeah, I will say that's one thing I liked is y'all have been reaching out to me since the beginning, like, let's do something. It's like you're always reaching out. You want to do things. And, like, to the point where, like, at times I wasn't even ready yet. I was like, I got to come up with something to do with Mass Apparel, you know, like. So that's dope is that you guys always have it open for people like that, come through the shop, talk to you, get it going, because you've been persistent. Was that always the goal? Is that why you started the store?
Originally, yeah, it was just basically like we were trying to we didn't feel like there, I mean, now I feel like there are a couple spots now that are like that, but back when we started in 2013, I really didn't feel like that there was like as much of a community feel at these stores. But it's just crazy over the years how many people, just from like hanging out at the store or like knowing us, like how many relationships have like built and like are connected now. It's like, it's insane now because it's been so long, but like so many people would not know each other if not for like this common space. It's really, it's insane now when I think about it.
Yeah.
And I like how we like set an example and like teach how, you know, people how to move and navigate their own businesses so they could, you know what I mean, be successful in their own lanes too. So that's what the whole place embodies as well. Yeah, I feel like
that was definitely another thing. Like there was I felt like there weren't a ton of like mentors in this kind of realm.
Very few.
When I first started, I mean, obviously now I know people, it's like a lot more, but especially just like in that one realm of like owning a store like that. So it's been nice to, you know, help out, you know, different people that kind of have the same ambitions.
Yeah, it's been, you guys, like, you kind of timed it perfectly. Like, you guys played into everything that's happening right now, but you're also just, like, you're ready for everything that's happening as well. Like, you were establishing that space, and now you have the space, and like people are ready to use it like really well.
Exactly.
That's perfect. That's the exact description. We've always thought like build it and they will come, and that's exactly what happened. Like literally, studio, we built it, took our time with love, you know, and then eventually everybody found
even
it. People
same
come,
with
you know?
The print shop as well. Like we didn't even know that like we had the skills to come out with like dope stuff that we wear now, you know what I mean?
So yeah,
and that's all the people telling us that, you know what I mean? We don't see it at first, we're just putting in the work, and then after that everything just comes after and you just start seeing it, and it's good, it feels good.
Yeah, man, it's dope. And we talk about that, we actually talk about in the New England hip hop a lot. It's like people need spaces, and like people are just getting used to the idea of looking for alternative ones too, like looking for stores, like looking for things like that, instead of like thinking, oh, I can only go to Boston Music Hall or the Middle East or the Sinclair or whatever. And then, you know, but you guys are definitely the spot. And your clothes, I do like the Say Less hoodies. They all got their own clothes on here. It's a trap. Right. Someone, I told someone we're interviewing you guys, and they're looking through their page. I'm like, I've seen that. I'm like, I like that. That's where it's from. Like, yep. That's where it's from.
I was looking for my, I remember getting a sweater there when I did a cypher there, right? It was the African continent, like camo sweater.
Oh,
whatever.
Rona, right?
Yeah.
I was looking for that, but I couldn't find it, so I'm tight.
Oh, he's everywhere, actually. Yeah. You can find him pretty easily. I've seen him a lot of
Instagram, we collab with a lot of local guys too.
I see that. Thank you, sir. This is, we're 2 for 2 in January with guests bringing presents. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
This is what
we
want.
One for your homie, the other homie too. I'm sorry,
Tia. She's tuned in.
So
thank
you.
She'll love that. Yeah, Tia. We need to everyone,
shout out Tia.
Thoughts and prayers to Tia. She's battling a cold. It's more serious than that. But she's gonna be fine. But she couldn't make it tonight. Otherwise, it'd be just not a good thing. So Tia, when you come back, we got some goods for you. I won't even look. It'll be a surprise. You can open it on air next week, and we'll get like a double pump for the Mass Apparel. So thank you guys. I'm gonna open that on the break. No, I'm very excited.
I want to ask something real quick.
Yeah, get them.
So you guys had a lot of crazy events. Like, I went to a lot of events. I went to the Dutch event. I went to a lot of events at Mass Apparel, and they're usually just like so turned up. So many people come through. So, which would you say is your favorite event?
That's a tough one. I have to say Stripesy, though. I mean, because shout out Stripesy, a real artist.
He's out here.
But yeah, it was the most recent one, I guess, and it was just crazy. The energy that kid has in the city. And not only him, there's a bunch too, but it's crazy how Boston scene, they actually come out to support their dudes, you know? So
it's a natural, genuine vibe.
Yeah.
But I like all the events.
All of them.
I can't
even
choose on my part. So.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, when we first opened, I think we used to have like a lot of events, I feel like, where like people would put in a ton of work and then like, you know, like 10, 15 people would show up.
Yeah.
And it would be like, it would kind of suck. But, not in the sense that it sucked. It sucked for the person that put all this work in, you know, and no one really shows up for the events. But recently, we've had really good turnouts at, like, almost every single event. I don't think there's been an event where there hasn't been at least, like, 50 to 60 people.
No.
Yeah.
So.
And that's y'all being consistent, too, because now it's a venue. People know what to expect when they go
and
to Mass Apparel.
And the people that people are putting in the work, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. The people themselves are also putting in the work, organizing, inviting, promoting, you know? So it's shouts out to them, too, everybody.
Well, speaking of that, before we get out of here and play some more music, what's the next event? You got one coming up soon, right?
We got one coming up, The Last Gecko, anybody who knows, album release party this Friday. So, come on.
I'm actually performing at that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he hit me up. He was like, yo, you trying to perform? I'm like, yeah, let's get it.
Word. Anybody in the area come
through? Shout out to The Last Gecko, man.
That's what's up.
And then we're just planning the Mass Cypher, so, and then anybody got bars, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what's good with that? How do they get in touch with you?
Just be on the lookout for the post, and then after that,
Mass Apparel Instagram.
So, first we're going to be dropping our fifth volume of our beat tape, When Pigs Fly.
Yeah.
So once that drops, we're going to let that sit for a little bit, and then we'll be doing the next Mass Cypher, which we did a year ago, basically, around this time. We'll be doing that probably in, like, late February, March. Be on lookout for posts about that.
And we're going to use those beats on the tape featuring in the cypher as well.
Yeah, whoever gets chosen.
Do you get to choose the beat? Like, if you got one that you're feeling, do you get to use that in the cypher, or is it more like you show up and you get what you get?
It's gonna go, we're just gonna go with the flow kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's not gonna be no,
there's gonna
be
a good amount
no
of beats on this, so like it's probably gonna be more like you can just choose.
Producer,
stop sleeping too, send your beats because we're almost done. So.
Yeah.
Five's a good number too. You wanna be on volume 5.
No, for sure. This is gonna be our biggest one as far as how many producers we're gonna have on it. So keep sending in submissions. We're still going through.
And shout out to the people who already are submitted to.
I saw Lightfoot cooking something.
He's always good. That's the homie.
So because the last one was about a year ago, but then the first few came out like fairly close together, and then you took a minute.
It was I think we did our first two like real close, like 6 months, and that was kind of the plan at the beginning. But, things happen and things get kind of pushed back.
We
got other stuff going on. So now we're trying to be a little bit more consistent. It's just one of those things that pops up. You're like, oh, we haven't done one in a while.
Yeah.
I haven't seen, like, a ton of people. I think, like, a couple years ago, I feel like there were a couple of people that were still doing beat tapes. But I really haven't seen anything other than, like, individual producers doing a beat tape. So I think it's good. I think it's a good time, you know, to, get certain names together. And a lot of these artists just, like, I hear a lot of songs, and it's just like SoundClick producers that people are buying beats for like $15
bringing
online.
Bringing the scene together.
But it's like, you know, if you hear this, you know, there are people that are right in your like backyard to work with, you know.
There's a lot of talent.
Super dope. So it's just about like being able to find those people. Knowing about those people, I think that's the hardest part, you know.
Yeah, I think it's just you guys and the homies at the Beat Club podcast do one at the end of every month. So that's dope, man. We're looking out for it. We're going to talk about producers. We're going to talk more about artists in general when we come back. So get, and the Instagram is at Mass APPRL.
APRL.
Yep. That's where you guys gotta go. They keep saying check for the posts. It's Mass APRL on everything.
Yeah, we also have the Dojo Studios as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to get into that when we come back. This next song we're gonna play was recorded in the dojo, correct?
Yeah.
This one's called Real One. You want to talk about it?
Shout out Tef Poe and my son for hopping on the track that I produced, and you know what I mean? Say less. I hope you guys like it.
Say less. We'll be back with Mass Apparel after this. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
They want me to bow down, but I said not this time. They tell lies about me, but Lord knows I ain't fine. They might try block me, but this ish is mine. Break it down for a real one. Y'all niggas won't kill none. You ain't never met a real one. Lord knows I ain't fine. Break it down for a real one. Y'all niggas won't kill none. You ain't never met a real one. Lord knows I ain't fine. Lord knows I ain't fucked up. The Lord knows I'm high. Hey. Lord knows you speaking one of mine, then I'm bound to ride. So Lord knows we don't give a fuck about anybody on the squad. Lord knows I don't give a fuck. I'll always be mob. Hey. Lord knows that a nigga like me gunning at the police. Whoa, Lord knows screaming free the land, cause the court shorty gotta eat. Yeah, Lord knows if we get it popping, then it's our ride to the priest. So Lord knows in the city limits, bloody murder all I see. No, Lord knows got a Glocky out of the Pacquiao, y'all boys. Whoa, Lord knows we the slaughterhouse feeling similar to Roy's. Hey, Lord knows St. Louis City got them killers in it like Detroit. Oh, Lord knows all the fake winning, but we finna come to build a boy. Yeah, Lord knows if it's popping, then you better go and get the toys. Yeah, Lord knows I don't give a fuck. You can tell the judge go to hell. Yeah, Lord knows put the pistol up, take the consequences by yourself. Yeah, Lord knows I go to hell before they ever put me in a cell. Hey, they want me to bow down, but I said not this time. They tell lies about me, but Lord knows I'm fine. They might try block me, but this shit is mine. Hey, break it down for a real one. Y'all just want to kill some. You ain't never met a real one. Lord knows I ain't fine. Break it down for a real one. Then just won't kill none. You ain't never met a real
it's
one.
My son. Lord knows I'm fine. You ain't never met a real one. That a house you but a feel one. That a loud but a chill one. That destroy some just to build some. I'ma need about a meal, son. Better chill, son.
Better chill.
Cause I'm not the
not at all.
I go to war with a muscle. These dudes till they sold for a little bit of duckies. It's disgusting. I'm trying to get justice and peace. No justice, and I'ma get a peace. Go to war with police. You want a war with a beast? I'ma have all the niggas in the street go to war with me. They gon' overthrow the law with me. Got the nine and the four with me. Got Jesus in the law with me. Got the rich and the poor with me. Killers, preachers, they all with me. I'm sorry, I'm tired of the poverty. Did 7 years, got charged for a robbery. I ain't do. Y'all probably hung up, but I ain't you. Real gotta do what he gotta do. Now I'm like a lion, fresh out the zoo. Yes, I don't move like a lot of you. I ain't got a lot of you. When it's time to ride, I'ma ride like a rider do.
Right.
Follow who? I'm a leader. Got more strength than Adidas. Tef D better off trying to join us.
Why?
Cause they know they can't beat us.
They want me to bow down, but I said not this time. They tell lies about me, but Lord knows I'm fine. They might try block me, but this is mine. Hey, break it down for a real one. Y'all just wanna kill some. You ain't never met a real one. Lord knows I ain't fine. Break it down for a real one. Y'all just won't kill none. You ain't never met a real one. Lord knows I'm fine. Lord knows I'm fine.
We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We got Mass Apparel in the building. We just went through some gift bags. Shout out the boys. They got hoodies, hats, t-shirts, say less. Mass Apparel is here. Y'all have how many? So you guys do your own designs, and you have quite a few of those. And then you also have other folks' apparel in there. What do you guys look for when deciding what to stock in your store? How do you approach that?
That's a good question. These are fashion guys.
We go with originality, style, you know what I mean? Just we want to see hard work put in it, quality, official tags on them. Anything else?
I think that's presentation is pretty much everything. Yeah. Cuz like when you present your stuff in a certain way, everything's got to kind of be the same. So like, you know, as long as your stuff's quality, you know, you're putting tags in, all that type of stuff. Just coming correct is like a number one thing. I'm sure you deal with the same thing with music submissions and getting spammed and all that stuff. We get spammed in different ways.
Yeah.
Like shooting us a DM that's like, carry my stuff is like, so you know, it's just, that's not the way to go at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're open to, you know, we have a good amount of local stuff. But yeah, we really just try to focus on quality. I think that's the best.
Yeah. And you could tell how good something is by, you know what I mean, by the work somebody puts in their work as well. So,
right.
Yeah. So pretty much that's greatly received as well, you know what I mean, when we see a product like, you know what I mean, like that.
I hear that. Yeah. Presentation's everything, and if you're proud of what you do, you're going to put in that extra step to get the tags, to at least figure out how to do your business right. Do you see yourself as like almost like, I don't like the phrase tastemakers, but like a cosign, like if it's in your store, like people are going to rock with it? Do you see it that way?
Not really. I wouldn't say we're building up ourselves as who we are as an entity, but I wouldn't say it like that. We just like to rock dope stuff. So if your stuff is dope, there's no like limit on it has to be this style.
Yeah,
you know,
we
what
gotta
mean?
Genuinely.
But we're not
rock
like no
too.
Say so. We're not the be all end all. You know, we just have our own style.
Okay.
So, yeah, right. A lot of people come to find one thing people do is come to us to find like pieces that nobody else has, like one of ones. We have some spray ground stuff, and other t-shirt ideas that not everybody else is rocking. That's about it. Like,
it's usually sort of exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, yeah. We do short, limited runs, you know?
Yeah.
You got to get it while it's there. Yeah, so kind of builds the excitement about this stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say that we definitely have built up a reputation for sure.
Yeah, you're the only people with ethic in town, right?
Yeah, I mean, they have a couple of small wholesale accounts, but not like in Boston.
Not in Boston.
But yeah. They're partners, so we've been working with them for about almost a year and a half now. So it's been good. Like, they've been growing like crazy, and it's been a good way for us to, you know, hold some inventory and be able to focus on some other stuff and not worry about having to, you know, have so much overhead.
I hear that.
Yeah.
I got one other question about apparel, though. So New England designers, who are you rocking with in New England? Who are your favorites out here putting out stuff?
Designers?
Yeah, or lines, or like, what are you?
I like CFN.
Oh, yeah. Came from nothing. Early Birds is out here.
Early Birds. They're really dope. Check Early Birds out.
Who else? LFOD Apparel. I know they're popping.
That's true.
Fire.
Yeah, I got to actually.
Perfect Stitch.
Yeah, I got to somehow find.
Perfect Stitch is dope.
Four Boston's super dope. They're doing big things. What's the other name? Oh my god, why am I drawing a blank? Oh, Derealis.
Oh yeah, super Derealis. Dope. Yeah, they're dope.
Okay,
they're
dope. Gotta link back up with them.
I know the museum got some stuff out too. That's pretty fly.
There's a bunch of people out there. But yeah, I mean, what we're carrying right now, we usually try to carry, you know, like five or six brands at a time that are local, and it's all people that we mess with the designs, but we like, you know, we gotta mess with them personally too.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, everybody's good people, you know. So
that's what's up.
I bet he's got a question.
Oh yeah, I was trying to ask this question the whole time. I mean, so you guys like play a lot of like, you know, local artists in your store, right? So who's usually on a rotation when you guys, you know, like clock in, when you guys, like, you know, start the store up?
Pretty much whoever's putting out stuff on SoundCloud, because we'll go through the SoundCloud and we'll like it. So we'll just put the playlist on our like SoundClouds and it plays.
There's a bunch of the artists. Yeah, Justin Clancy, I know there. I've heard his stuff. Your stuff.
Some mad people.
A bunch of people. Millie's, definitely.
Yeah. You know, a
couple people.
Yeah, it's just basically what we like on SoundCloud will just be literally G-O-D. Playing most of the time. Unless something else. Otherwise.
A whole lot of dudes. Yeah. You already know who's local in the scene. Whoever's local right now, we're playing, yo.
That's what's up. Yeah, man, it's a good vibe in there. I like the rebuild, too. What made you realize you had to do that?
Just needed to step our game up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of taking a peek at where we were at. We kind of needed to pivot and make something happen. So, I think what people are starting to realize is that, you know, everybody, I always see it. It's always so funny. Like the 2018 post, it's like you got to have like 7 revenue streams or whatever.
Yeah, right.
But it's really true though. Like you can't just like be a one trick pony nowadays. So it was another part of it was like we needed to be able to be making money in like as many different ways as possible. Yeah. So, you know, with building out the studio and doing the print stuff, throwing events, and the retail, you know, we got, you know, 4 or 5
revenue
streams instead of just 1 we used to have. So that's definitely been huge, and it's something that we definitely needed to happen.
What's the biggest challenge you faced so far on the journey here?
Biggest challenge?
The one I always say every single time is just bringing it every day.
Yeah.
That's honestly the hardest part, is because
looking new ways to expand. That's, I feel like, you know what I mean? There's not that much resources, but whatever you have, you got to make do with it. And I feel
sticking to it, everything is not
movie.
How do I explain it? Everything, fairy the tale. Grass is not a fairy tale. There's no such thing as a fairy tale. You're going to work for years before you see any kind of...
Yeah, we got scammed today. It sucked. We got scammed.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we're going to deal with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but we handled it.
What do you mean, the scanners got you?
We got scammed. It was stupid. But it's just like little stuff like that, you know? Stuff happens.
Yeah.
You know, you guys gotta like
people try you, and then, you know what I mean, take your kindness for weakness.
Yep.
And then, you know what I mean, you gotta show them what you're about after that. So
So would you say like keeping up the consistency is the hardest part about, you know, running this whole thing, right?
100% consistency, and also just the faith, like strength, and like you said, always expanding. You don't just expect a big check out of one day of work, you know, it takes years. So just remembering seeing the light at the end of the tunnel and sticking to that work ethic quality, you know, over and over. Yeah. Consistency,
basically just like when you work a 9-to-5, you have some kind of like boss or somebody that's like pushing you to, you know, like when you're an entrepreneur, you have yourself, you know.
Yes. So like the people around you.
And your bank account.
So it's like when you wake up in the morning, you know, it's very easy to just be like, oh, well, like I can kind of just like roll over because no one's going to tell me otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, so it really is that, just like, you know,
then
you
again, anything goes wrong, alarm goes off, something in the middle of the night, 5 a.m., you can't blame nobody but yourself. So step up to the plate. There's no days off.
Yeah.
You can't say, oh, I'm off right now. Like, if it's your business, you know, you gotta take
care
of it.
If you're off, your phone better be on.
Your phone better be on.
Yeah, you're working
24/7. Communication, number one.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all it is.
Communication is so crucial in every aspect of life.
So much. Mm-hmm.
Just knowing how to, you
know.
It can
make or break anything. Yeah. You know?
For real. Yeah. Yeah. So, I like that you guys know. I didn't know there were that many Lions out here. That's dope that you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Well, obviously, you would know about them because they all hit you up. But,
we pay attention too. We're on the snaps. We're on the IGs and stuff too. So.
And do you collab with people, or are these all your ideas that we're wearing?
No, we could.
These are our.
Yeah, yeah. These are our ideas.
Some really dope stuff.
Yeah. Shout out to the artists too that put out artwork in our shop as well. Yotron, Jay Beasley, Leo Graphics,
Dash. You know what I
mean? Dash. Yeah.
Shout out to Yotron. Yotron's actually about to be, you're about to see a lot of Yotron around LFOD.
Yeah, he's dope.
Oh, no, I was good. I was good.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were, like, trying to get the mic.
So it sounds weird on the podcast, but we're down a mic, so that's why there's a lot of back and forth there.
I was doing poetry snaps. That's why. So I was like, that's why it looked like I was trying to put it in my thing, but I was doing poetry snaps because Yotron's the GOAT. You feel me?
We mostly have Tayshaun here to distract people, you know. That's his role on the show so far. Yeah, shout out Yotron. Yotron the Don. So you guys are at Mass APRL.
Yes, sir.
So best way to reach you, is it for people that, you know, you got a contact button on there, right? It'll let them email you, or do you want DMs? How do you want people who are serious to reach you?
Most likely an email, because you can get, like, your point across probably best that way. Or give us a call, 617-903-3185 during our store hours. I mean, that's usually always good, too. Or just stop by, honestly. That's probably the best, because then you can kind of get a face to the person, you know.
Yeah, I would. There's one thing Marin taught me when I first got here and I was trying to do things on the scene. He was you need to, like, be at, like, I need to see you at events. I need to know that you're actually here, like, in the scene before I do anything with you. Because if you're just swooping in to, you know.
That's funny, Ark said the same thing to me. Like, back in the day, he's like, dude, just, you got to show up at every event, you know. And we did that for, like, a long time, you know.
We
still do training, it, but not as much, but. Especially when you're trying to build, you know.
Shout out to Ark as well.
But we do come out to the other events. Like, shout out to Art Plug and all the other events we do come out to,
Yeah, we're mad late on the Art Plug. I need to get to one, but it's always, we're going to get there soon. And you guys, I was going to say earlier, speaking of Ark, he was on here a while ago talking about the shift you guys have been doing. Low-key, you've been dropping more beat tapes. But
February 17th, that's the next one, actually. We just locked that in last week.
Who's the producer on that?
Shoot, I have to ask him.
Yeah.
If we had more time, I would text him.
But the shift beat tape series on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can always check out the line.
It's crazy, 8 hours.
And we posted on our Instagram, too. So
It's super dope. It's like
be in tune with everything.
That's such a funny thing, because we had literally been talking about doing that since, like, 2014. And we had, like, the branding all done for it, and then, like, I remember it just like died, and then he hit me up again maybe like a year ago and was like, I think we're gonna do it now again. So that's super dope.
Really dope concept.
Yeah, and then actually, I don't know if I should say this, but Mo Pope's gonna be doing a version of the shift, but for artists.
Yeah,
it's gonna be starting in March. Yeah, so we're gonna be doing that, hosting that at the studio.
Word.
So they'll be picking beats from the shift beat tapes.
Nice.
And then you know, creating a beat tape. I mean, a whole, like, I think they're gonna do 5 songs and try to do 5 songs in a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I don't know.
Well, you can do 24 in a day if you're
exactly.
driven.
Yeah. But like 24 people, though. 24 people.
Yeah.
Each person has the EP. Let's see.
I can't believe you guys pulled that off, honestly. Yeah.
Hey, you guys were a big part of it, so.
Yeah, I know. It was recorded somehow at our studio.
I didn't say that, but it was at the Bridge. But you guys are one of our crucial sponsors, though. We did appreciate that.
Yeah. That was super dope.
Was
you guys
going to
be doing
that? Yeah, you doing that again?
I don't know. Everyone wants us to, so probably not.
Let me know. We got you. We'll hold it down.
I had people talking to me about like a part two of that anyway.
Yeah,
people were just like, oh, are you guys gonna do that again? Like, please do it again. I'll send, I'll do anything for it, like, da 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 da. I'm just like, all right, but I'm like, I don't make the decisions, but like, I can always consult with my
guy. it's we're building demand. That's how this is.
Yeah,
you know,
I was about
right
to say,
now.
It must have been an absolute headache.
So I want everyone who wants us to do a part two of 24 and 24, go on to iTunes right now. By part one of 24 and 24. Because I don't think.
And DM
support,
him.
Support.
Like crazy.
And go on Bandcamp, go buy it so we can pay out these artists, so we can, you know, get the funds together and do it bigger and better each time.
Buy it on all platforms.
So.
Buy it on all platforms.
Everywhere. Stream it. Just set up all the computers in your house, stream it. Do
cut
that.
The check.
People think this stuff comes out of thin air.
Nah,
you know?
Man,
they're like, oh, that was a crazy event. Do another.
So, you got to actually get up.
We can, and we will. We will do more. We're going to do something dope with you guys soon, too, I have a feeling. So,
you know, we're always open to it.
Yeah, man. So, we have more music, or we can keep talking. I want to play this record, and then I want to come back real quick and talk about the dojo a bit and what you guys have going on there. Unless you want to just blast through it. What are you feeling?
Sounds good. We can come back.
Yeah, sort of, yeah, we can come back.
You want to get this off? All right. So this is YU, Styrie. You can't. You're doing well today. You came out here and you just
plugging.
I didn't even know you had an album coming out. Now everyone knows.
But yeah, this one is called YU, produced by Moore Shabazz. Amazing song.
When's this record coming
maybe
out?
Maybe on the album Divine. It's coming out February 14th, so Valentine's Day.
Oh.
On all platforms. So yeah,
ooh.
The Divine coming soon, you know?
Dope. You're tuning in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back with Mass Apparel after this.
Daddy could never bring you, I'm so wrong. Hurt too long, you know, working out. Seen tough times, try to work it out. I don't know what you could see. Don't you see you're incomplete? When you rise, you must defeat. Woman, you righteous, you make me wise up. No time, I'm giving my fight up. Reminiscing on the vibe way behind us. It's fading, I can't bring it back. Why you worried about the chat? Whoa now, slow down. Making sense, you sold out. Your passion, your pride, and time they collide. In spite of the tide, you're floating by. Why you treat me so? Only you could ever do me so. If I didn't know, oh, if I didn't know. Said, why you treat me so? Only you could ever do me so. If I didn't know, oh, if I didn't know.
Your vibe drip out like water. Come on, let me see you work it out, my daughter. Never seen nothing like you before nor after. Thinking the master, don't let me pass ya. Calling the farmer, wanna burn it up like lava. I win, bossing in me sound no proper. Strictly the best, grown in the pasture. Sent from the west, prescribed by the doctor.
Why you treat me so? Only you could ever do me so. If I didn't know, oh, if I didn't know. Said why you treat me so? Only you could ever do me so. If I didn't know, oh, if I didn't know.
So we
we're
do
back
it.
On Live Free or Die Radio. Brand new Miss Diary. YU. Featuring Moore Shabazz.
Yes.
Produced by Moore Shabazz. Recorded at the Dojo. Real quick, sir. What's good with the Dojo?
Beautiful studio located in the heart of Austin. It's an amazing studio. We built it from scratch by hand. Shout out Tiago Fernandez. He did a lot of the construction work.
Yeah.
And we just put it together. Like, really quality. The sound that comes out of there is really dope.
Mm-hmm.
We do mixing, mastering. Shabazz, the head engineer, so I'll tell you a little bit more.
Yeah, we've just been, like you said, we've just been cultivating our skills and everything, put it together, and the Dojo came about. And then, yeah, we have our rates, $40 an hour, $100 for on 3 hours, and, you know what I mean, we mix and master in time, whatever, you know what I mean? Is in your time, we could do, you know what I mean? You booked the time, so it is what it is.
And
so,
it's any kind of music, don't be shy. We've gotten rock music, we've done crazy wild music.
Yeah,
so any
I've done
kind of Cape
Verdean rap, I've done reggaeton, I've done a lot of stuff, so so I'm open to everything, so let's make it work. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, and any engineers who want to come through and check out the spot as well, like, come through, you know what I mean, get a vibe and see what's up. So, you know what I mean, that's up. Say less.
Say less. So, we forgot to ask this on the last podcast, so I got to ask you guys. What does Live Free or Die mean to you?
Live Free or Die. That means
doing what we do today.
Yeah, either die fighting or, you know, die sitting down. It's all about what you're living, what you're working to be, who you are. You know what I mean? It's either, I don't want any constraints on my life, you know, and that's how I feel too, so, yeah.
Yeah, no limits.
No limits, yeah.
Yeah, I would just say the same thing. Just basically, you know, live your life or you're going to, you know, live a horrible life.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll let you a
confused
do,
one.
Yeah. No regrets. Go yeah, hard.
Just,
you know?
Just know what you know what you want. You know, don't settle for the 9-to-5 cube life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's not what you want to do.
Right. There's no shame in doing it. No, I feel like there's this weird thing being pushed right now that you're failing if you're in a cubicle somewhere, but there's nothing wrong with
that. No, I've experienced that. As long as you love it. It's not bad. It's just as a creative, it really sucks you dry.
Right.
You feel me? I don't know. I've experienced that. It's not really terrible, but if you're somebody that's like, oh yeah, I want to be a rapper, do not be in the office.
Yeah, exactly.
Do not be in the office.
What
your
skills are, what
you just like, you know, that it's going to kill your creativity. It's going to kill you.
And even if you do have a 9-to-5, work your way up to manager, work your way up to shareholder. You know, whatever you got to do, don't just sit down and take whatever little check, you know, work your way up.
Yeah, live it how you get it, man.
That's
just
real.
Don't sit.
Live your life however you want to live it. We're not going to tell you. But, or I'm not going to. These guys might. No, Tayshaun definitely will. But,
just hustle, man. Live your best life.
I will judge you.
Live your best life.
Yeah, we don't judge anybody.
No,
if you want to sit down, make it a hustle to sit down.
Facts.
There you go. I like that. So, I want to get one crazy story before you guys leave. What's the craziest thing that's happened at Mass Apparel Concept Store?
I would say the one time we tried to get robbed.
We didn't try to get robbed. Someone tried to rob us.
You
said it the wrong way. Someone tried to rob us.
We got free stuff in Mass Apparel. Come rob us.
No.
What happened?
Someone tried to rob us. Foolish person broke through the window trying to grab a bag, but the hole in the window wasn't even big enough to grab anything out of. So.
Yeah,
but that was something crazy.
Yeah.
Other stuff.
There's been a lot, but we won't speak to.
What's the craziest positive thing that's happened?
All the people that's come through
Cornell
and turned
West.
Up. Oh yeah, Cornell just West
coming
yeah.
through and blessing us yes. with some words of wisdom. That was
yes.
truly a
that
blessing
came out
from
of
God. You know,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. So I was I'm very humble about that. Yeah.
Those are two very different extremes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.